This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Aurora Police Officer Nathan Woodyard took the witness stand Wednesday. He's on trial for his role in Elijah McClain's death. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Woodyard told the jury that if he could go back in time, he would handle the entire encounter with McClain differently. The prosecution focused on the suspended Aurora police officer's training. State Attorney Jason Slothauer questioned whether Woodyard used de-escalation methods when he approached McClain.
When he says, "Please respect the boundaries that I am speaking," you didn't ask him, "How can I respect your boundaries?"
No.
Instead, you responded with a threat to change the situation.
Yes.
McClain was eventually injected with the powerful sedative ketamine. He later died at the hospital. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado Republican Ken Buck's decision to retire from politics was something he'd been thinking about for a while. CPR's Caitlin Kim talked to the congressman.
Buck says his frustration with Congress had been bubbling for some time, but the decision to step down after his term ends came into focus recently.
You know, sort of during the speaker fight and that whole process, this whole election denial issue just kept bouncing around in my head, and it's just time to go.
He says Congress doesn't deal with the big issues it needs to. Still, he doesn't plan to exit quietly. He says he expects some big fights during the rest of his tenure, and he's looking forward to them. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, state lawmakers turned down a proposal to allow injection sites across Colorado. The facilities would allow people to use illegal drugs under medical supervision. Governor Polis opposed the legislation, and a similar bill failed last year. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.